Today's reading starts in Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter 15, verse 1. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, I think chapter 15 is a different setting than chapter 14 was. In other words, this is another day, another set of events. However, having just read chapter 14, moving into this, I think that sets our minds in the right spot. The beginning of chapter 14, you know, he has shown up to this Pharisee's house. He heals a man on the Sabbath. That creates some conversation. He gives the parable of the wedding feast, the parable of the great banquet, and then explains the cost of discipleship. In chapter 15 now, you know, all the tax collectors and the sinners, they're starting to pay attention. In the terms of that great banquet, these are the ones that, you know, were the lame and the blind and out on the highways and the hedges and all these places, those that were not accepted by the original group that was invited, which was the Jews. So here you have the Pharisees and the scribes, they're seeing all these sinners coming to Jesus, and they begin to grumble and says, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And the idea is, if he was truly righteous, why would he give them the time of day? Why would he be listening to them? Why would he be talking to them? He should be coming to us, not to them. That's what they're saying. And so he begins to tell this parable. And he says, you know, a guy has 100 sheep. If he loses one, does he say, "Well, I lost one. I got another 99. No. He says, those 99, they're in a good spot. They're in a good pasture. They're okay right here. I'm going to go find my one that's lost." And he goes out there and he finds it. And it's remarkable to me the way he describes finding this sheep, that he picks it up and carries it on his shoulders. You know, I'm going to have to say, I'm not sure that I would pick up a sheep and put it on my shoulders. Not just for the idea of it being dirty, but just heavy. I don't know how much a sheep weighs, but, you know, I think about the larger of my two dogs, and she's probably heavy enough that I wouldn't necessarily want to carry her for a long time. I would if I needed to, but it'd be difficult. And I realize that somebody who's watching sheep is probably a lot stronger than I am. I spend a lot of time sitting at a desk, so I'm not nearly as strong as I used to be. But I think it shows the remarkable nature of the great shepherd, that the tenderness that is shown to the sheep that went astray, to go and find them, to go and pick them up. And perhaps, you know, if you kind of apply this to animals, that sheep that's gone astray, that's been out away from the herd, maybe the sheep is worn out. It's been afraid for something, and so it's done a lot of running. It's worn out. It's scared. And so Jesus is picking them up. And he says that's the case of God. God sees somebody who's gone astray, who is in need of repentance, and he's going to go look for them. He's going to call them, and he's going to tenderly take them back home when they repent. Not only this, he says, when he gets back, he's going to rejoice over this. He's going to throw a party about it. Now, this was 1% of his flock, 1 out of 100. But it's the repentance. It's the one that was lost that has now come back. Does it mean that the 99 don't have value? Absolutely not. If any one of those 99 were the missing sheep tomorrow, it would be the same thing. But see, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. The ones who have already come to Him, that have already entered into that relationship, are in a good spot. They're in the pasture. They're being taken care of. They're not in danger at the moment. It's the danger that Jesus is worried about. The danger of losing the life of the sheep eternally. And so, yes, there's going to be lots of rejoicing. Even when He says there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who don't need no repentance, He's not saying those 99 don't have value. He's saying that this is an event in which we rejoice. Then He begins to explain it another way. He talks about the woman that has 10 silver coins. Now, a 10 silver coin was about a day's wages. One silver coin was about a day's wages. So, maybe you could go without a day's wages. Maybe you can. But let's back up for a moment. Let's just take it as a percentage. All the funds that you have stored up, everything that's in your savings account, maybe everything that you've got invested, those things that you're planning on living on during retirement, what if 10% of it disappeared tomorrow? How would you feel? You'd probably be a little distraught. And you'd probably be a little, more than a little concerned. I think back to about, what was it, 2007, 2008, when there was a big stock market adjustment, as they called it. It was basically a crash. A lot of people lost huge chunks of their retirement. It was a big deal. You know, I know people that had to extend for years how long they were going to work because of how much they lost at that point. So imagine losing 10% of all of your money. And so you search diligently. You want to find it back if you can possibly get it back. So when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Okay, one coin, big deal. Well, we think of coins as little things. This was significant money to her. But it's not even the value, again, that is the point. The point is, it was something that you lost, you no longer had. It was completely missing, and now you've gotten it back. And so there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. That also means there's great sadness when one goes astray. There's great sadness when that sheep becomes lost. So every time we fall astray and we sin, heaven is saddened. God is saddened. And when we repent, God celebrates. All of heaven celebrates. There is joy in heaven. It brings God great joy for us to repent. And understand, when we repent, God is extending forgiveness, which is His grace and His mercy toward us. So God is joyful in extending that to us. Now, in our next reading, we're going to get into the prodigal son and how we react when someone repents. But for today, we're focused on heaven, that they are saddened and then celebrate when the sheep is lost and then found. We need to be moved by the same joy. So maybe today we need to pray for a shift in priorities. We need to pray that we realize how important it is for us to stay faithful, to stay within the pasture, to stay under the shepherd's care. And we need to pray that we recognize the need for repentance, so that we can repent, and so that God can rejoice over us. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.